And verse 7, and to the angel of the church of Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, and he that hath the key of David. He that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Amen. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I'll make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they're Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I'll make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Amen. Let's go back to the seventh verse. He said he hath the key of David. And he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. Looks like the Philadelphian church needs some encouragement about their open door. Amen. I know thy works. Behold, I've set before thee an open door. Get the scenario if you can. They were a church in a day when it was against the law. They were preaching a gospel when the Roman Empire was in control. And it was against the law. But they preached it anyway. They were beaten. They were tortured. They were fed to the lions because it was against the law. It was against public opinion. Amen. Ah, but those saints of that day were like a bunch of mosquitoes that Brother preached about. Said if he couldn't find an opening, he would make one. Amen. They made a whole bunch of them too. Here's Paul, praise God, in Athens, where it's against the law to introduce one more new god with a death penalty attached. And they're wanting Paul to come up here and preach to them and talk to them. And so they throwed out the line and baited the hook. And what would this apostle do? Amen. The Spirit knows how to make an opening. Amen. Ah, yes, he ascends Mars Hill all alone. Amen. I mean like a June bug in a chicken yard, if you please. Praise God. Amen. You don't know about a June bug in a hen yard? Amen. Well, I'll tell you about a June bug in a hen yard. We used to catch those June bugs, and we would get some of Mom's thread and tie a string to the leg of a June. Anybody ever do that? Amen. Tie a string to the leg of a June bug. Amen. And, well, you'd just fly around and around and around and around. Around and around and around. Amen. To the length of your string is just one problem. My June bug got tired, got flying real low, and one of the old hens swallowed him. I pulled him back out. Amen. But he didn't fly like he did. As a matter of fact, he didn't fly at all. Amen. Hey, here's Apostle Paul, amen, ascending Mars Hill where it's against the law to introduce one more new god. The door is shut. Nobody can go through it. Amen. amen, capital offense to offend their gods and introduce one more new god. Amen. And Paul said, the anointing of the Spirit said, when I passed by your devotion, I beheld there an inscription to the unknown God. He said, him whom ye ignorantly worship, I declare to you today. He preached their own God. Woo! Amen. Amen. Who made the world, praise God, in whom we live and move and have our being, praise God, and made of one blood all mankind, praise God. And he declared that they ought to feel after him, if haply they might find him, though he be not far from every one of you. The June bug had broke through. Amen. He had made an opening when there wasn't any opening. He had opened the door when there wasn't any open door. When Oral Roberts went to Australia back in the early 50s, amen, he met with great persecution right away. In fact, the persecution was so strong, amen, they ranked him with several pop singers and called him a religious racketeer, amen. And the persecution was so strong that Oral Roberts shut down his campaign in Australia, amen. And this is what they wrote in the Healing Waters magazine in the early 50s. We do not think it is time for Brother Roberts to become a martyr yet. Amen. Hallelujah. I wonder what Paul, I wonder what Peter would have done in a situation like that. Oh, it may be true that they couldn't operate on a large campaign scale like they did. Amen. But hey, what about going from house to house and one-on-one, family after family, winning people for God, and then they in turn winning somebody else? Did you know that's how they evangelized all Asia? When Christianity's price tag was martyrdom in those days. You took your life in your hand. We've got both hands loose and both feet free. Amen. Brother Lucas said if we need an automobile, we can make payments on one. Amen. John Wesley wanted his preachers to get in debt so they'd stay busy. Amen. Hallelujah. Said they, as long as there's in debt, they'd stay busy in order to make the payments. Amen. Praise God. Well, there's something to that. Praise God. I've got out on a limb myself a few times. Praise God. And had to stay busy for God in order to make the payments. Amen. People couldn't understand why I couldn't hardly stand still, why I couldn't stay in one place very long. I had to touch a whole lot of bases, Brother Lucas. Praise God. Because I didn't know which one, amen, was going to buy the gasoline to go the next 500 miles. Amen. And so I had to touch a lot of bases. Glory to God. Oh, yes. Amen. They were like a bunch of mosquitoes. When they couldn't find an opening, they made one. Amen. When they went into town, they didn't have one pastor to invite them to hold a revival. They didn't have the backing of one church in town. And so they went to the synagogue. Now that's just about like you and I going into town and going into the Catholic Church and asking the Father, amen, if you could have the floor for a while. Amen. And boy, they let old Paul, he was a man that had credentials, buddy, and they'd turn him loose, and the first thing you know, Paul was preaching Christ and accusing the Jews of crucifying him. Woo! Usually they were at his throat before he got out of church. Amen. Most everybody rejected him, but he always gleaned one or two out of a congregation and went home with them. Amen. Woo! They told about the preacher down in Missouri, Grandpa Moran. Amen. It slept on the school benches and ate persimmons and hickory nuts because nobody took him home with him. But he had made him an opening. He had started him a protracted meeting single-handed in a community that didn't have the church without any backing. Amen. Praise God. After a while, somebody got saved and he went home with them. Amen. He was off his diet of hickory nuts and walnuts and persimmons. Amen. Of course, we've had so many nice things and so many novel things, we'd like to get back some hickory nuts and walnuts and persimmons now. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. But he made an opening. Praise God. Sister Collins and I was talking there in the living room today or yesterday, I don't remember. Amen. And she said, how long do you think the door will remain open in Russia? Amen. I said, there's some people opened it up before it was even open. Amen. Brother Burkett was going behind the Iron Curtain, praise God, and taking Bibles and money to pastors secretly. Amen. 25 years ago. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Andrew, God's smuggler, praise God, was driving his Volkswagen up to border points years ago when it was against the law. Amen. Jail. Possibly, and maybe even imprisonment and slave camps. Amen. And he said, oh God, amen, you're able to blind the eyes of these men to these Bibles so that they won't even see them and drove across border after border point with Volkswagens loaded with the Word of God in a Russian language when the door was shut. You can't shut the door on folks like that. You follow Jesus one step at a time. You can't close the door on folks like that. Glory to God. Amen. They didn't hump up and whine. Praise God. They went out. Glory to God. Grant you. Amen. The church sent Paul and Barnabas, laid hands on them and sent them. Amen. Now that means that they backed them up at least initially with support when they sent them. Amen. What the church didn't do, amen, Paul made tents because usually he wound up with a large evangelistic party, amen, and everybody had to eat. Amen. And so Paul made tents. Well, him working, praise God, that kept him from going out and visiting, amen, and laying hands on the sick, and they was coming with requests, praise God, and he'd take that sweat cloth that he'd wiped sweat with while he was making tent, praise God, and tore it up, amen, and sent claws from his body, the Bible said, amen, and they laid them on people, and devils had to flee. Praise God. He had found an opening. Woo! Amen. God had, amen, gnawed his way through. Glory to God. A prayer cloth, if you will. Amen. I mean just a plain old sweat cloth from the body of Paul. Hallelujah. Amen. And they took them to people's houses and the sick were healed. Dead were raised. Amen. Devils cast out. Amen. And God had found the door for them. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Philadelphia is a church of brotherly love. Amen. Founded on a plateau. Amen. In Asia, that the earth shook often, full of earthquakes. The only reason Philadelphia stayed in existence was it was a key gate for all travel, for trade between the East and the West. They had to pass by Philadelphia. Amen. I tell folks the ground shook often at Philadelphia. Amen. An earthquake prone plateau. Amen. That buildings were often shook to the ground overnight. Why did they leave? They stayed for economic reasons. They stayed and hung on. And Philadelphia, the church of brotherly love, remained a city and still does. It was one of the churches that God commended, but it took a lot of courage to stay in a church like that. Amen. It takes a lot of courage to stay in an old time Holy Ghost and fire holiness church, praise God, where men preach holiness if it hardly grips granny. Amen. And usually it does. Amen. And the ground shakes often when a preacher preaches righteousness. And a lot of people lose courage and leave, but those that stay are well paid. Amen. All of a sudden the veil pulls back, praise God, and they wipe the haze from their eyes, and suddenly they see a door swinging wide. Amen. A brand new opening. God says, I'm the one that shuts the door, and nobody can open it when I shut it. I'm the one that opens the door, and nobody can shut it when I open it. Amen. That sister, amen, that came to the West from China. Amen. House church preacher, woman. Amen. Preached to hundreds and sometimes thousands in the yard of a house church. And the Spirit would speak to her and say, amen, it's time to leave. And she would be gone when the Secret Service got there. Amen. They couldn't find her no place. Spirit of God told her where to go and when to leave. Praise God. With the Spirit of God on her side, she is always just one step ahead of the Secret Service and did a great work for God. Oh, I know that there's some folks, you know, that think that a woman can't do anything. Sometimes she's got the advantage. Amen. Hallelujah. That mother and daughter team, the Correll sisters, they called them, amen, was here in the United States. The daughter had a big garter, and the mother, amen, was bedfast with some kind of terminal illness. Amen. The daughter announced to her mother that I feel that we should go to Japan and preach to the deaf mutes. God has spoken to me. The mother said, if you're going, I'm going too, and got out of the bed that she had been in, amen, and got better immediately. Amen. Bought a ticket to Japan, and as soon as they stepped on the shores of Japan, amen, that garter disappeared, and that daughter and that mother was healed. Amen. It went among the deaf mutes of Japan. Nobody had made any inroads. Strong family ties. Shintoism and Buddhism and all kinds of isms. Amen. Tied in with the family and the worship of departed loved ones. Amen. And brother, dare anybody invade their territory. But there's a group of people that was cast out that nobody wanted. The deaf mutes of Japan. They went in and with an international language, amen, they signed to the deaf mutes of Japan the love of God, amen, and got people saved. Whole colonies of deaf mutes got saved, amen, and became missionaries to Japan and other Southeast Asian countries, including China. Amen. So successful that all other missionaries were absolutely astounded by it. I talked to Bobby Brooks, who had spent 7 years in Japan and had never won one soul to God that he could count after 7 years in Japan. Amen. I asked him what he thought about the Correll sisters. He said, well, as he shook his head, he said, I talked to another missionary about it, and he said, we decided they've just got the advantage. That's all he is to it. Advantage. To be deaf, and learn signing. Amen. So that God could heal you. Amen. And you could go among the deaf mutes and make inroads in a country. Amen. MacArthur called for 10,000 missionaries and got a handful. Nobody's been able to break through, but they found the door. So successful that the deaf mutes in Japan were sending missionaries to other Southeast Asiatic countries. Amen. I'll tell you, God can open the unopenable. God can do the impossible. Amen. Every mission was impossible. It was impossible what Jesus told those disciples to do. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. They didn't even have a bicycle, Brother Lucas. They didn't have a portable telephone or a computer. They didn't have a laptop or a King James Version. Amen. Amen. But he said, go into all the world. Preach the gospel. They didn't have a Chevrolet, a Ford. Amen. Much less a Cadillac. Amen. It wasn't a jet plane to be found. But the record is clear. 2 full years they had evangelized without a telephone or a telegraph all of Asia, what's now known as Turkey, by word of mouth on foot. They opened the door themselves. Amen. When God opens a door, amen, you can take a run and jump, and by the time you get there, the door will swing wide. Whew! Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, yes. My prayer is, God, make me sensitive. Help me, Lord, to see the open door. Amen. I've told a few preachers about this. Some of them actually expressed interest. Amen. Sister Porter in London, England, told us about her husband pastoring that church 46 years and dying of the heart attack. And then the pastor that was supposed to preach that night, I was there, pastored it 7 years, and he retired. And now they can't get a pastor. Amen. I appeared on the scene that night early, Sister Colin, and I was the first ones there. Without another soul in the house, I found an old guitar with a top coming off of it. And when I tuned it up, that put more stress on the strings, so I had to hold my arm over it to keep the top from raising up. Amen. I got it all tuned up, brother. Amen, Brother Croucher. Praise God. And I begin to sing. I found out it is no secret. It's a universal song. Everybody in the world knows it. I found out, stumbled onto it by accident in the church of St. Anne in Jerusalem. Amen. They go in there for the acoustics, and all of the tour groups take turns. They'll take a little round of singing, a little round of preaching, a little round of testifying, testing the acoustics and the rain in St. Anne's church. Amen. In Jerusalem. Hallelujah. We're sitting around. Come our time. Praise God. I got up and began to lead the worship. And I led off in a few little Pentecostal choruses that we all sang and we all know. And they all just sat back and looked on. But then I started in. It is no secret. The Filipinos, the Koreans, and the Japanese, amen, and all the rest from every country, amen, are sitting in little groups all around the building. They all joined in singing, it is no secret what God can do. Amen. The first thing you know, the whole bunch was worshiping with us. Praise God. They too knew the universal language of hallelujah. And it is no secret what God can do. Amen. God led Don Mullins, amen, from Flint, Michigan, to fly to the Hebrides, amen, and to a particular island there, amen. He didn't know a single soul. He landed there, amen, and a man met him, amen, and he asked him about a church and talked about Pentecostal people. He said, I know what you're talking about. It's not on this island. Said, we're getting a boat. We'll go 20 miles to the next island. Amen. He went there with an interpreter, praise God, and preached up a storm, preached every night, didn't know a soul. Amen. God, amen, can open doors and no man can shut them. How long will the door be open in Russia? How long will the door be open in Romania? How long will the door be open in Timbuktu? As long as there's a God that opens and no man can shut. And as long as he can find a man or a woman. I know a lot of folks don't believe in women preachers. Amen. Rick Bradley was raised in the Southern Missionary Baptist Church. Amen. I don't know whether it's Southern Baptist or Missionary Baptist. They're pretty close kin. Amen. And they didn't believe in women preachers either, except as missionaries, where they couldn't get a man to go. And where no man would venture, praise God, they had seen, amen, women go in and perform miracles, teaching men, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, I didn't believe much in women preachers in Susanna Wesley's day either. Amen. But raising her 19 children at home and teaching them the Bible herself, praise God, pretty soon 200 people were gathering in the yard every Sunday to listen to Susanna Wesley teach her children. You reckon they got anything out of it? Woo, I guess they did. Praise God. I reckon they did. Glory to God. Amen. I'll tell you, if God can't find a man, praise God, that'll follow God, he'll find a woman. Praise God. If he can't find a man or a woman, he'll find a child. Somebody will make a door. Amen. Franklin Graham, Billy Graham's son, when the UN wouldn't let him go into that land of Africa, it was so filled with corpses and war and the two tribes warring against each other. And so he ignored the United Nations that was guarding the entrances and went around and went through the back door. Praise God. Came upon a woman guarding the road. Asked if he could go. She said, sure. He said, you mean I can go? Sure. I can preach? Sure. She said, I'll even take you. Amen. Well, the United Nations barred the door and wouldn't let him go. Amen. He goes through the back door, and the woman who's guarding the gate, praise God, takes him in and introduces him, amen, to the squalor and the corpses and the horror and the revolution that's going on. In that chapter in his book, he said, no more devils in hell. That's what they said in Time magazine. Amen. They're all there in Africa. Amen. But it didn't look like God was anywhere to be found. They came upon a little girl. Amen. Going back and forth, saying the same thing over and over again. Mother dead, refugee, daddy dead probably, separated from her family, starving, nothing to eat, seesawing back and forth, saying the same thing over and over and over again. Franklin Graham asked the soldier that was taking them through, said, what's she saying? He said, I don't know, said, it's French. He listens closer and he said, she is saying over and over again, Jesus loves me. This I know. And she's saying something else I can't understand. He said, is she saying, for the Bible tells me so? Yes, that's what she's saying. For the Bible tells me so. That little starving child, praise God, had found hope in Africa. Praise God, where all the devils in hell had been turned loose. Amen. God had got through the door. Amen. Jesus loves you tonight. And he's here to help you to do something for God. Amen. You can do it. Praise God. By the help and grace of God, you can do it. If you will just make yourself available and stumble along after him, God will help you to stumble in through an open door that you didn't know was there. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Amen. Oh, let's stand tonight. And let's thank God for that. God that opens and no man can shut. Shuts and no man can open. Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for what you've done. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do. We thank you, Lord God, for your mighty power. Thank you, Lord God, for touching lives tonight. Move, I pray, in Jesus' name, among your people. Bless your people, Lord, to break through. Break through in families. Lord, if they can't break through in their own family, help them to win who they can, and maybe they, in turn, in a long way around, will win some of their own to God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Come around the altar. Let's talk to God about it tonight. Amen. Let's seek the Lord. Let's let God help us.
It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. The times of time bring out the news. Another day is through. Someone slipped and fell. Oh, was that someone you? You may have wrong, for all its strength and courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I have news for you. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take him at his promise. Don't run away and hide. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. you with arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take him at his promise, don't run away and hide.
It is no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, he'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do.
Secret what God can do.
What he's done for others, he'll do for you.
With arms wide open, he'll pardon you.
It is no secret what God can do.
Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take him at his promise,